Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Fund manager, economist, Peter Schiff's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour today. Ja'Kari Jackson will briefly pop in. Thank God there weren't any real incendiary events since the tragic event last Wednesday in Charleston, South Carolina. So we'll be bringing our reporters back. We'll get a final report the start of the third hour today from Charleston, South Carolina with Ja'Kari Jackson. It is the 22nd day of June 2015 on this Monday edition. Yesterday, I spent some of the show, some of the broadcast, the Sunday transmission, getting into a video report that I posted Saturday. Total emergency alert, elite now evacuating, signs of coming financial meltdown are accelerating at an alarming rate. And there's even more news today backing all of that up. I want to be clear here. I am not predicting a financial collapse by the end of this year. I hope that doesn't happen. But most establishment experts and alternative experts are saying that it's all going that direction. Anybody that pays attention to the financial pages knows that. It's like we've had 50 bypass surgeries and half our heart's dead. I don't know when our heart's going to blow, but it's rotten. It's built on a giant house of cards, and the wind's starting to blow, and I'm watching them teeter like somebody with 100 plates on their hand, juggling them, or a fellow juggling 6 or 7 baseballs. I don't care how good they are. They can't go forever. And then the elite are running into bunkers. They're moving U.S. commandos and weapons in. That's an AP. Secretary of Defense has announced to engage the Russians. That's today. The world is going crazy. And it's not me saying this, though I said it first, 5, 6 years ago. It's all over the news that elites are fleeing major Western capitals. From Tel Aviv to New York, from Los Angeles to London, they're running to the middle of nowhere, and that's in the London Guardian and in the Associated Press. I hope nothing happens. I hope everything's okay, but this, many historians, in fact, you print me this, guys, I forgot to do it, are pointing out there are a lot of parallels right now to what happened before World War One. And World War II, but particularly World War I. And also print me, guys, the British Ministry of Defense report, Flash Mobs, Brain Chips pulls it up. It's a London Guardian article, but there's an actual report from 6 years ago predicting that going into 2016 and beyond, we would see global destabilization and cascading meltdowns. You can pull up mainstream articles, Pentagon preparing for collapse. There it is, revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future. You'd have to be blind to not know that we're in a serious situation. Now, the usual suspects are going to criticize me for warning people. And then if this stuff doesn't take place by the fall, the winter, or next year, it'll be, oh, look, you predicted a collapse again. We're seeing a global collapse all over the world, except in some areas of the West. I mean, if you're in Greece, if you're in Spain, if you're in Portugal, if you're in most areas of Africa, if you're in most areas of the Middle East, most areas of some areas of Asia, Latin America, Venezuela, you're in a full-bore depression, civil war craziness. And then you've got these domesticated Westerners who have no idea how much danger we're in.
While the nation's mainstream media continues to obsess over the tragic and cowardly Charleston shooting, two other mass shootings occurred this past weekend in Detroit and Philadelphia, but were barely covered at all, despite the fact that 19 people were shot and one person was killed. In Detroit Saturday night, one person was killed and nine were wounded after a block party turned into a mass shooting. Detroit Police Chief James Craig labeled the culprits as urban terrorist. A similar situation unfolded in Philadelphia when a block party descended into chaos. 10 people were hospitalized, including 3 children. You will not hear about this, however, from the corporate media, which continues to project the narrative that black people are being unfairly targeted by predominantly white police officers and angry white citizens with guns. And you can learn more about this story, plus much more, at Infowars.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high.
I am going to attempt to summon my intellect, my focus, to try to be as direct and cut and dry as I can. The information I'm about to break down is of the greatest import on the face of this planet today. Undoubtedly, every major Western Defense Department is putting out public policy reports stating they believe that Western society will start collapsing in 2016, peaking in 2025. The British Ministry of Defense first came out with this report in 2007. The London Guardian reported on it. Revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future. You read the news headlines today and then physically see what's happening on the streets. It's unfolding all over the world, except in a few wealthy Western pockets. And even there, the signs of the collapse are speeding up dramatically. Western governments are training and stockpiling for civil war. Derivatives since 2008 have only expanded from 1.6 quadrillion globally, 1,600 trillion, to 2.2 quadrillion. Debt not owned, not owed by the people. This has all been artificially orchestrated and brought into place to execute the global cascading crises and fiascos so the managing class, the ruling class, can bring in their technocracy, planetary government, as the solution. We are seeing world leaders from the Pope right down to the media at the Weather Channel endorsing global government and carbon taxes. We are seeing rule by secrecy being flaunted openly with the TPP. We are witnessing the final preparations for a new kind of war to be launched, a war by the technotronic, technocrat, technotyranny class against civilization and against humanity, because they believe that they're not in full control of civilization and that civilization is wasteful and destructive and humanity is a cancer and must be removed in an emergency surgery now, which of course transfers all the power and the control and the spoils of the technological revolution to a tiny elite. Hitler talked about the breast of the earth being crushed by the weight of humanity. He was quoting, of course, the philosopher Plato, who believed Greece was overpopulated 2,400 plus years ago. Hitler did everything he did basically along the lines of PETA. He was a vegetarian. He was an animal rights activist. And the reason I raise all this is that this whole cultural shift, you can decide to join with it and see it from the perspective of humans are hurting the earth and humans are hurting animals and humans are destructive and humans are a cancer, and then join with it. But you only join in helping organize the downfall of our species as we know it and the transference of power to the elite, and you will not be allowed entrance into the globalist overall master program. We are living in a super hardcore dystopic reality where the old vestiges of the decadent, dumbed down, bloated, corrupt mafia system is about to be swept away, and in its place, something beyond any science fiction nightmare novel you've ever read. The globalists have written it in hundreds of books. They've put it in thousands of white papers. I've made 20-plus films, most of them on the eugenics subject. I am one of the world experts on this from the outside. On the inside, they know a lot more than I do. Just what's publicly available is so horrific, it makes my heart stop a beat. I don't know if there's going to be a collapse this year. I don't know if it's going to be next year, but I know the derivatives are untenable. I know the military actions are building up towards a crisis. I know the elites are making final preparations and running out of the West to remote armored redoubts, fortresses, keeps, castles, bunkers, and it's in the news. And then I get calls by people in government and people in the military and people in entertainment. And I don't just make those claims. You've heard all the famous people that have been on this show that we've woken up or who were already awake and reached out to us. For every one you hear on the show, there's 10 or 15 that are scared to come on. a lot of which are bigger than who you've heard on this broadcast, and they're all confirming what we are witnessing. There is a death battle commitment being set up right now by the Western elites to take over the world, to save it from humanity. They've got to have a planetary government in place to have global one-child policies, forced inoculations, forced GMO to sterilize us on record, forced bans on eating meat, breakup of the family, cultural revolution with a futuristic overlay, with a great leap forward, communalizing all of us, not to build humanity towards the future, that would fail, of course, but consciously to collectivize us into a corporate Borg hive to have an orderly dismantlement and extermination of humanity, starting with the third world, using the collapsing third world to collapse the West, except for government, corporate, military reservations that will take full control of what's left of the West in the name of protecting the West during the collapse, and will use that to consolidate fully all the rest of the resources into themselves, because they'll be exempt from taxes, exempt from carbon trading, exempt from all of the other rules, fusing it all under national and global security into their command-based citadels that are not yet complete to carry out the final bioweapon releases that'll wipe out 99% of the world. They tell their first initiates, we're going to kill 80%, you're going to be part of it. Higher level, 90. Deeper initiates, 98. And when you get up to the very highest levels of the UN, world government, IBM, global panopticonic supercomputer master plan, it's more than 1% that'll be wiped out. It's more than 99. I haven't gotten into any documents or sources where they're talking about killing more than 99, but it's, you can look at it and tell they're planning, they're not going to leave 3-4 million people. They're going for broke. These globalists will start killing each other. They're not going to, with their wickedness and their craven hatred of others and their fearfulness and their greed, that spirit's never going to end until there are two New World Order super beings, in their view, merge with computers that will basically engage in a war with each other. Now, Kurzweil and others claim, no, we won't do that to each other. We'll all just blast off in our spaceships as computers and go colonize and build new creations as God. It's totally delusional. It's totally insane. I'm not saying it's going to work. I'm not saying it's real. But think about the Egyptians. They just found 8 million mummified dogs in Egypt because they thought that made the dog live with them into the future. Whole societies based around whacked out bull. Hitler, you know, all that stuff. Jim Jones. Communism, all this craziness, this is organized around science. This is organized around technology. And the eugenicist, starting in the 1850s with Sir Francis Galton and with Darwin, Charles Darwin, they were cousins, they created the whole system we live under today. And a lot of elitists say to me, they say, Alex, we're going to come back and talk to Paul Watson. They say, Alex, the elite invented all this to take over. Doesn't that mean they have the right to rule because they care to have power? They care to build civilization? They care to pick members of the public they believe are worth their weight to join them? Why don't you join them, Alex? The mere fact that you are aware of all this and care means you should join. In fact, I've even basically had the messages sent to me that I could join them now. And I sit here and watch the public wanting to be destroyed, wanting to be annihilated, wanting to have your soul sucked, wanting to turn yourself over to this false reality and this false culture of mind-controlled narcissists. When we come back, I'm getting into the evidence of the orchestrated worldwide collapse that we are warp speed moving towards. I'm going to talk to Paul Watson about a master article I want to write to come out tomorrow that ties it all together. So we're going to brainstorm together straight ahead, then I'll go over all the latest news that made me issue the total emergency alert. Stay with us.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption. So here's the bottom line. The dominant ideology of the planetary ruling elite is a worship of science to build systems of advanced life extension and control of matter. And the general public is running around watching football and acting tough and women putting makeup on all day is seen as suboid and under social Darwinism, deserves to be annihilated and killed. And so they put out a whole pseudo-fake culture to break down the original human society to make us weak so we can be overwritten by the new system where we do not exist except in very small numbers. And this is all admitted by the compendium of thought of the ruling intellectuals. The problem is the general public doesn't watch that. They're busy race fighting and obsessing over sexual preference and, you know, running around listening to pseudoscience about carbon. They want to tax carbon to take full control of society. They want to create a new dark age, new feudalism. And then just look at these headlines I'm going to cover when we come back in the next segment. But the reason I wanted to get Paul Watson on was to discuss with him writing a master article with him this evening and tomorrow morning for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that basically has a headline breaking down the fact that proof that global elite are orchestrating a worldwide collapse that they use to consolidate power, use their quotes, use their examples, use the fact that they created the derivatives, they overthrew the Middle East, they put the radicals in charge. Just showing down the line, and we'll also put on screen the article about internment camps for U.S. citizens. The fact that all this goes together with the government reports, with the Ministry of Defense, beyond denial, preparations for martial law in America, another very important video. And the other article Paul wrote 2 years ago off the Army's own public purchase plans. Paul, dig that headline up. I really want to show that. There it is. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. They even use the term re-education camp. That's a Soviet term. That's not our headline. You add all this together, the elite have made the decision that the Earth's carrying capacity has been passed. They've decided to get us all ready with a cultural narrative that the fall of humanity is here. And then if you try to get prepared for it or try to stop it, they come to you and say, nothing's happening, everything's fine, move along, while they're running to bunkers. And a lot of it's mid-level elite. Even billionaires are mid-level to the top elite. They've just gotten the word it's all true, so they may be running early because they found out this is really the plan. It might be 2 years from now. I don't know. I want to stop it. They always spin it to say, he's just fear-mongering. He's just saying World War I could start. He's just saying World War II could start. He's just saying we're seeing it. So how do we get the public to admit it? Well, we document it. And then how do we get the public to wake up to it and at least have a cultural discussion about, do we want the elite to poison us and kill us? Maybe we should just have public programs where they're very honest about it. You go to the euthanasia center and you get killed and your family gets some bonus creds and you get sterilized and you get bonus money. That's where they're moving. When robots do all the work and nobody can get a job, the elite write in their books that you're going to get sterilized for your 10-year welfare program. And then after 10 years, somebody in your family's got to be euthanized, and so the rest of the family gets to live. This is how they actuary it all out. Like Logan's Run. They've been preconditioning us the whole time. What do you think human sacrifice was? It was about overpopulation in old societies. What they saw as overpopulation. Paul Watson, we're going to break, but I want to come back and talk to you about what we should put in this article and how we wake people up. But do you concur with my analysis and with the flurry of activity we're seeing? And where do you think it's going?
Oh, undoubtedly, Alex, there are three flashpoints, one of which is the potential for World War III, which again, sober experts are talking about, not just us. Another is the bond market implosion, the economic collapse, the move towards banning cash altogether. And then the third pillar is the domestic unrest, which of course has been managed from the very beginning by people like George Soros. So when you get those three factors coalescing together, it could create the flashpoint for a major collapse. And, you know, I don't say that often, but I fully agree with you that this is probably the most dangerous time since I've been alive. I would say that definitely since the Cold War. So we're in a very dangerous time right now.
And Ron Paul says in his life the most dangerous. Ron Paul says, get ready. It's all about to come down. It's incredible it's gone this far. Stay there, Paul. We're going to come back and break it down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The political establishment is getting ready to launch a massive propaganda campaign against Rand Paul, linking the presidential candidate to a white supremacy group. A new report reveals that Rand Paul's Political Action Committee accepted a donation from the Council of Conservative Citizens, a group that was also mentioned in a manifesto written by Dylan Roof, the alleged Charleston, South Carolina church shooter. Paul's campaign said it will donate the $1,750 it received from the group to the Mother Emanuel Hope Fund. But regardless, Paul's opponents will use this story in an attempt to sabotage his presidential bid. Paul has also joined the fight to release the secret 28 pages missing from the official 9/11 report, which will prove once and for all that the government of Saudi Arabia was directly involved in the September 11th attacks. And you can learn more right now at Infowars.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge.
The general public is busy worried about the Kardashians and the Confederate flag. Three major globalist institutions, Stanford, Princeton, and Berkeley, have come out and said Earth is now entering its sixth extinction phase, and many species, including our own, are labeled the walking dead, and they predict humanity will become extinct in the next 100 years. Yes, humanity as we know it has been labeled for extermination.
Terminated.
I'm going back to Paul Watson, but let me just to give you a flavor, give you the articles of the last 2 days, just to let you know what we're breaking down, the flavor. Ron Paul, economy will soon have day of reckoning when you'll see the very, very big crash. So Ron Paul, the big crash is coming, is basically what he said. Okay, let's move along. I have that video, by the way, we played it Friday. 12 signs the United States and China are moving towards war, up on Infowars.com. Top CEO warns of global reset. It's in the cards for sure. It could happen this year. Let's continue. Greeks turn to cash as bank crisis looms and government prepares to seize cash. Where's Germany's gold? They asked for it 6 years ago. They haven't been given any of it back. Now Texas is asking for its gold held at the private Federal Reserve in New York. Bloomberg. There's a pile of gold in Manhattan. Texas wants it back. China reveals what's behind its golden curtain, wants its Western gold. Why are the elite buying secret hideaways? London Guardian breaks it down. See what's inside the billionaire luxury doomsday bunker. What do they know? Why are so many of the super wealthy preparing bug out locations? Zero Edge. Now let's look at these articles. Pentagon studying protesters to prep for mass civil breakdown. Washington Times. I mentioned this earlier. London Guardian. Revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips. A grim vision of the future as their Ministry of Defense prepares for total collapse. Pentagon prepping for large-scale economic breakdown. Pentagon admits preparing for mass civil breakdown. Joint drills. Flashback, U.S. Army training to fight black Americans. That all happened back in November of last year. We broke down the footage we got of them training to round up mainly blacks, knowing the media was running propaganda that would stir folks up. New York Times on certainty of World War I, Europe sees modern parallels. So one century after, they see modern parallels. Parallels in 1914, what history teaches us about the Ukraine crisis, Der Spiegel. New Republic, what can 1914 tell us about 2014? Economists, historians, social critics, I mean, everybody sees it. It's hardcore, it's unmistakable. You don't even need a sixth sense to feel it. Then these InfoWars articles that link directly to Army.mil and the Fed BizOps website. Army manual outlines plan to kill rioters, demonstrators in America, 2012. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plans for re-education camps in America, how to process you with your Social Security numbers, how to restrain you and your family. It's ultra hardcore. They set up plans to intern more than 8 million Americans under FM3-39.40. That's declassified, by the way. Beyond denial, preparations for martial law. I mentioned that article. Very important. So, there's just some of what we've got in front of us today. Then you add this in. Carter, Secretary of Defense, U.S. to provide weapons, aircraft, commandos for NATO in a buildup against Russia. And U.S. troops, you can just type into YouTube, U.S. troops in Ukraine. There'll be hundreds of Vice videos, you name it, how great it is and how they're training to fight and how they're giving them the weapons and how they're engaging the Russians. While the Western Ukrainians engage in clear war crimes against the Russian-held areas. And I'm not picking a side here. The West started the whole thing and is escalating towards war. Then you've got the whole situation with the South China Sea and those islands and the artificial islands and all the rest of it, sitting on top, 2.2 quadrillion in derivatives, and the elite now are accelerating bunkers, accelerating moving out of the country. I mean, I don't know what to do. I can just sit here and point this out and then point out it's in Army.mil, Stars and Stripes, Army War College, Forbes, Washington Times, AP, Reuters, LA Times, and hundreds of other papers that the military is training to take on the Tea Party, veterans, gun owners, and Christians, and says we're all about to start engaging in terror attacks, and then magically it starts happening. I mean, put two and two together, it's probably staged. But regardless, they're trying to blame whole groups now for individuals' actions right on time. And George Soros, who overthrew Ukraine on record, bragged about it on CNN, on Fareed Zakaria's show, is running around with Media Matters and others attacking myself, Matt Drudge, and others every few days and basically having their surrogates calling for shutting us down. They're now having Raw Story and Salon and other articles that are complete White House mouthpieces saying it's time to shut Alex Jones up. He's dangerous. I'm not dangerous. The crazy fascists you work for are bringing us into the TPP outside of law. Opening the borders up outside of law, Obama saying he's going to go after guns outside of law? I mean, this is dangerous. I know there's a power trip for weak people to sign on to monoliths of evil, and that you feel power nuzzling up to it. But you're nuzzling up to a wicked, blood-drinking buzzard. It's not your mommy. I see the average liberal like a little chick, all cozied up against Baphomet. And Baphomet's just sitting there eating the little chicks, and they just love it. They think it's their mommy. And I guess occasionally the big vulture vomits up some of them for them to feed on, and they don't even know what they're eating. I mean, it's just whacked out. And then the Republican blue bloods love Boehner trying to sell us out to NAFTA and GATT, merging with the EU and the Asian Union. It's all happening. The Pope calling for world government. Across the board, teaching five-year-olds how to wear dresses in public schools. All of it just to screw everything up. It's on. Paul Watson, I've been ranting. I appreciate you coming on. I just really want to create a master article. I mean, maybe take a few days, maybe take a week, but we tend to procrastinate. We don't get together and brainstorm and just come up with it and just show in sectors how they used the Depression to bring in control in the 30s, how they've orchestrated collapses in third world countries, the economic hitman, the Joseph Stiglitz info from the World Bank, how it's orchestrated, how they're now doing it here, how they're destabilizing the Middle East, how they're destabilizing Ukraine, how they're selling humans as bad, how they're lowering our immune systems with the vaccines, how they're introducing this whole eugenics program, and how they're now moving us towards a global collapse out of which they bring in their world government. And then they can really orchestrate crises once they've got Russia and China merged with them following orders. There'll be nowhere to run, nobody to be in opposition when they're releasing bioweapons that are wiping out 99% of people that come in contact with it. They'll have the cure. You go, isn't that Moonraker? Yeah, MI6 top guy wrote it. It's about the elite releasing bioweapons to kill 100% of the population. They then come back down from their space station. It won't be done like that. It's going to be from bunkers, and they have the cure. And I'm just telling you, we're trying to stop them. If there's awareness to this, and we can get people to tune out of Breaking Bad, I get it's a good show, or House of Cards, or the NFL draft for 5 minutes. But a lot of adults go, Alex, I know you're right. I talk to executives and people. They go, I'm just going to go play golf and have a good time. There's nothing we can do. I've hung out with top microbiologists. I've hung out with you name it. They all know it's true. And then I sit here with the public, and the public just won't wrap their mind around it. All right, Paul Watson, I've put out my brainstorm as best I can. You've got the floor for the next 5-10 minutes. Crystallize where you think we are. Add other points to this. And then how do we warn the public? How do we warn the elite? I see one Achilles heel. That's why they want to go to total automation, drones, robots, autonomous systems, so that the human factor can't stop them, because they've told their minions that they're just going to control population and get rid of the dumb people. And they're using dumbed-down culture just to stun us right now so they can do the operation. And then they're going to take us out of deep freeze and try to, you know, have a new renaissance. That's what they tell high-level people that aren't in the upper chamber. I think if we can reach out to them, we might be able to stop this. The problem is we reach out to them, they go research it, decompartmentalize, they bug out and run to New Zealand. Or, you know, run to another area and kind of just try to run where the big boys already built secret landing strips and command bases that, again, The Guardian and others have reported on. Which the elite ought to know. You collapse this, you're not going to get everybody. People are going to come after you. I mean, you got to know you're not going to pull this Moonraker business off. I mean, it's just, I just wonder if viewers and listeners understand this isn't a joke, people. I can't go play golf. I can't go skeet shooting. I can't do any of the things I like to do because I just can't quit thinking about this. But then I just get burnt out and exhausted. And then I just want to run as well. And just let you all kill yourselves and wear dresses while you're being bioweaponed. Paul Watson, I've been ranting. You go ahead.
Yeah, well, I made a video about this a few weeks ago called Why More Riots Are Coming Soon, which breaks a lot of it down. And basically, they've created the preconditions for this because they know down to a fine detail that wealth inequality causes mass social unrest in alliance with a drop in real wages. So they've built this whole consumer society around obtaining products and items, you know, family, social mobility, religion, that's all declining in influence. So we have these lifestyles built around the acquisition of products, which is going to become harder and harder to maintain. And when you actually study the causes of the London riots, for example, it was this feeling of increased corruption and distrust in the established authorities, which we've now got in America to the greatest degree we've seen ever, probably, social alienation and a lack of community, which of course causes this criminal behavior, which we saw during the London riots. So as this lifestyle built around the acquisition of products becomes harder to maintain, you're going to see more unrest, more riots. And they know that's going to happen because they've created the preconditions for it. We're now at the worst level since before World War II in terms of wealth inequality, precisely because of their Keynesian central bank policies, this endless money printing, worldwide inflation, real inflation in comparison to real wages, which are dropping. So they know that that's all going to coalesce and come together. And we're already seeing it. We've seen it in Ferguson. We've seen it in Baltimore. They have also known and had control of social media uprising since at least 2010. We talked about that before Bilderberg 2013, because they actually had the big, you know, Google meeting in that same hotel the year before, whereby they can go in and judge when these uprisings are going to take place, whether they're steered or organic, and immediately hijack them. So if you get a Tunisian fruit seller moment in any area of the world, they know when that's going to snap, when the flash mobs are going to descend, and they can steer and control that narrative and huge groups of people. And they've had that capacity since at least 2010, not just with Twitter, but with other social media. So that, of course, that all arose out of Brzezinski's, I think it was also 2010, this global political awakening, which he said basically represented a direct threat to their monopoly of power.
And he said, it's just easier to kill people now. We're not going to wake them up. We basically have to kill them. That was his barely veiled threat. And just to interrupt, take the head of the Soros group, not telling anybody he's Soros group and nobody in the news pointing it out, coming out at Davos and saying, we have to have a global government to redistribute wealth because there's too many rich people. When they're the ultra-rich waging war against the new rich who actually hire people and run jobs, and then they create the crisis and offer the solution, giving them more power when they exempt themselves publicly from the taxes. It's totally sick. And then he says Soros is worried about riots when he's the one financing them. I mean, it's just incredible how transparent they are when you know what enemies they are.
Yeah, and don't forget, Soros himself came out in 2012. It was 2.5 years before Ferguson, and said that these mass riots, this uprising was coming. Then he starts financing Black Lives Matter to the tune of however many hundreds of millions of dollars. The good news is, yesterday, this Black Lives Matter crowd tried to descend on Charleston Saturday and Sunday to stir up violence and unrest in response to this lone gunman shooting, which was blamed on all white people by Salon and the left-wing media.
And
but
Hillary.
The people of Charleston, there were a few war memorials that were vandalized, but they basically told them to get the hell out of town. In fact, it was even trending on Twitter yesterday, go home D-Ray. D-Ray is one of the leaders of this Black Lives Matter movement.
And the black folks, the Christians in Charleston, they were tweeting, all lives matter.
Yeah, and they were doing peaceful prayer vigils and saying, look, we're not going to let you burn down our town and our businesses like you did in Ferguson and Baltimore. Get back on your buses and go home. So that completely blew up in their face. So that's the positive. I think we are starting to get through to people that this whole class warfare narrative is being steered. It's not an organic uprising. It's being controlled from above.
It's the ultra-rich that want to scapegoat the nouveau riche and the middle class as the elite to take those people out that are historically the only opposition to tyranny.
Yeah, it's class warfare. It's race warfare. If and when Hillary gets in, it will be gender warfare. any means possible to divide us against each other while the elite move to their ivory towers and replace all the jobs with robots.
And they've openly said, as you know, Paul, the elite are quite public about this. They believe we have a right to be warned, but then they'll separately, when we warn people, they'll say it doesn't exist.
No, if you read Foreign Affairs, a publication of the CFR, it was in there again this month. I read it before Bilderberg about how all the jobs were going to be replaced by robots and it's going to cause massive riots. They know that's going to happen, but it's just going along full steam. So they openly talk about it in their own publications, knowing that everyone's distracted with Caitlyn Jenner and the Kardashians and everything, and that's how they get away with it.
And that's why we hijack Caitlyn Jenner crap, or whatever her name is so we can reach into people in the Matrix and try to get in there with topics they understand and then hopefully get them to pay attention to real issues. I want to come back and tell folks about the new satire video, Paul, that you've put out that's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Let's just say this, you're a hideous-looking woman, but it's a good stunt you've pulled to wake up these victims. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle kits? Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay, then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are back live here, my friends. Peter Schiff, major fund manager, is going to be joining us to talk about the economy and world events coming up in the second hour. Jakari Jackson will pop in briefly in the third hour from Charleston, South Carolina, with the first-hand breakdown on folks there basically trying to stir up a crisis and it failing. But briefly, if you haven't stocked up on Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, that is the good halogen and blocks out the bad halogen in the thyroid and other glands, we know with the crises that are coming, it's now more important than ever to get prepared. And iodine is one of the most important things to store, not just to use daily or weekly. Consult your physician. The government is buying tens of millions of dosages of iodine every few months. You can just Google government buying potassium iodine. You'll see it all over the news. Last year, the government bought more than 14 million dosages alone. 90%+ of reactors are already leaking. Also, we have the new Liver Shield with a whole bunch of known herbs concentrated organically to help flush out the liver. You can do that daily or do the advanced cleanse. We finally got the informational video posted at InfoWarsLife.com if you want to check that out. And your purchase of Oxy Powder, Liver Shield, high-quality colloidal silver, lung cleanse, DNA Force, oil of oregano, you name it, all the highest quality, all organic, helps fund this operation and our entire media system that's trying to stop the globalist takeover. So please shop with the good guys. We appreciate your support. You've helped do this. We can have reporters now pretty much constantly in Europe, in the U.S., in Canada, covering events on the scene as we build a true independent media organization. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com is the blanket site with just all the high-quality non-GMO seeds, the high-quality water filters discounted, the books, the videos, the Patriot apparel, the shortwave radios, incredible portable cook stoves, whatever the highest quality, best-selling, highest-reviewed survival systems are, we have them at super low prices. Life Straw, cook stoves, storable foods, whatever the best is, we have it at the lowest price, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we only got a few minutes to break. Paul, the video's up on InfoWars.com. Satire, the truth about trans everything. I'm going to keep you 5 minutes the next hour ahead of shift, but it's hideous. I haven't watched the video. It just went live about 20 minutes ago. What on earth is this?
It's basically an oppressed social justice warrior who is sharing his trans odyssey in an effort to overcome bigotry and hatred. So, of course, his hero or his heroine is Rachel Dolezal, who came out a couple of weeks ago. This is a white woman who had four centuries worth of white ancestors who has pretended to be African-American for her entire life, you know, preventing actual African-Americans from getting job and educational opportunities. And 71% of MSNBC viewers said it was okay to be transracial. Transracial. So this is the level of insanity that this has got.
What if I'm trans canine? I mean, what if I decide I'm a slug and then they have to take care of me? Or
trans species, exactly.
Maybe a table. Trans canine.
Exactly. You're trans, and of course, transable. That's another one who's in there. Of course, this is the movement that wants to hack off their limbs because it's trendy. They're trying to say that this is not a mental illness.
I think taxpayers, we got to pay for guys to cut their wee-wees off. Why not have to pay to have people's arms and legs cut off? I think that's reasonable. Or their heads. Now,
thank you for listening to GCN.
How about trans dead?
Visit GCN.
I mean, what if I think I'm a zombie?
Today.
I have a right to run around biting people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Yes, sir. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
George Orwell wrote, "The most powerful form of a lie is the omission." Well, we just tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. Here's Paul Watson's new satire character. It's up on InfoWars.com. The truth about trans everything.
Hey, y'all. My name is Mangina, and I'm a gender fluid, two-spirit, transracial, Muslim atheist, otherkin feminist, anti-racist, social justice warrior. And I want to reveal to you my trans odyssey and how I've overcome hatred and bigotry to truly embrace who I really am. On Mondays, I identify as cisgender white male. This is so I can lecture everyone on Twitter about how they need to check their white privilege and their sexist, patriarchal, racist rhetoric. Some people say I do this because I am a white knight and because I can't get pussy. These people hate women. And in my perfect world, their misogyny would not be tolerated. On Tuesdays, I identify as transracial, just like my heroine, Rachel Dalziel. Hey, Rachel! In my heart, I truly know I am African-American.
My nigga.
Being transracial on Tuesdays has really come in handy when applying for educational
Okay, we gotta stop this.
Because of all the wonderful opportunities.
I'm not mad at Paul, and he can do what he wants with his YouTube channel. But this is one of his more racy ones, and so we're delaying that for radio stations because things are so politically correct. But pretty funny, Paul. It'll certainly certainly get people talking. But finishing up with this, they've taken our real rights away to an economy, to health, to a family, to not having a devalued currency, to having privacy. And they're replacing it with faux rights and putting people into little servile groups. This is the broken coalition plan for the planet that Larry Nichols talked about. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly what they've done with the fat pride movement. They've created a whole social justice movement based around a condition that's incredibly unhealthy and leads to premature death. To the point now where in Britain recently we had a poster campaign for an organization, a company called Protein World, which featured a thin, shapely model, and it said, "Are you beach body ready?" This created a massive controversy. It was defaced by feminists. They actually put in a bomb threat against the company. Of course, it completely backfired. They made about £1 million more than they would have done otherwise. Now they're putting it up in New York. But again, feminists will openly promote something that's incredibly harmful to women, obesity, and then label it as some social justice cause while ignoring all the genuine threats to women's rights. Saudi Arabia banning female drivers, female genital mutilation.
In fact, I was about to mention this. Kuwait court orders female activists jailed for criticizing Amir, AFP, zero coverage of women not allowed to drive. They'd rather lecture the West where women got all their freedom. Let's face it, the West isn't perfect, but the West brought so much freedom to the world, so we kind of henpeck ourselves that we weren't perfect, and then these feminists worship the radical Islamicist.
Yeah, and they create this complete fabrication that there's a rape culture in the West. They say that 1 in 4 women are raped. Completely bogus statistics. And in the Middle East and Africa and these places where there is an actual rape culture, it's completely ignored.
But those men aren't white, so it's okay.
Yeah, and this is all coming out of the education system. Hillary Clinton's going to run on the gender pay gap myth. So when people say, oh, why don't you just ignore these people? Well, no, they actually now have influence. This is all coming up out of the education system. Hillary's going to run on this feminist platform. So gender relations are going to get worse, just as race relations have got worse under Obama when Hillary gets in.
It's all divide and conquer. Well, your video is very interesting, Paul. Don't get too racy now. We have a family-friendly transmission, but great job. We'll be back with Peter Schiff and the World Economy.
While the nation's mainstream media continues to obsess over the tragic and cowardly Charleston shooting, two other mass shootings occurred this past weekend in Detroit and Philadelphia, but were barely covered at all, despite the fact that 19 people were shot and one person was killed. In Detroit Saturday night, one person was killed and nine were wounded after a block party turned into a mass shooting. Detroit Police Chief James Craig labeled the culprits as urban terrorists. A similar situation unfolded in Philadelphia when a block party descended into chaos. 10 people were hospitalized, including 3 children. You will not hear about this, however, from the corporate media, which continues to project the narrative that black people are being unfairly targeted by predominantly white police officers and angry white citizens with guns. And you can learn more about this story, plus much more, at InfoWars.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Peter Schiff is an American businessman, investor, broker, author, financial commentator. He's the CEO and Chief Global Strategist of Euro Pacific Capital, Inc., a broker-dealer based in Westport, Connecticut. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's well-known on the financial shows, made a lot of accurate predictions, raised billions of dollars at his fund, Europac.net. He is a strong supporter of the Austrian School of Economic Thought, first introduced to him by his father that has been fighting this whole tyranny for about 45 years, I should add that. And he joins us for the balance of the hour. There is so much to get into. I want to ask him what he thinks is front and center. But first off, mainstream media is saying global collapse by the end of the year, next year. Much of the world's already collapsed if you're in the third world. I mean, it's just unprecedented. Middle East, Africa, Latin America. It goes from depression to recession. Just pick your poison. Japan never came out of their recession. But some will point at our economy and go, oh, it's great. Yeah, 0.2% growth rates earlier in the year. And that's with cooked numbers. So remember, we've got a lot of cooked numbers. I want things to be good. I don't want the bubble to pop, but we are on the biggest bubble in history. And then now we've got headlines like this. Top CEO warns of global reset. It's in the cards for sure. It could happen this year. Bloomberg is reporting on Texas wanting its billion in gold back from the private Federal Reserve. Germany's asked for its gold back. That's Bloomberg. They won't give it back. The Chinese. Then The Guardian reports that a lot of billionaires, including top insiders, are fleeing Israel, fleeing the U.S., fleeing and going to New Zealand. A lot of Hollywood folks are going there. I told you that first 5 years ago. Is this just hysteria and they've jumped the gun? Or can this bubble go on forever? Ron Paul came out. We played the clip Friday. It made headlines all over the world, from the Financial Times of London to RT to CNBC. Ron Paul, quote, economy will soon have a day of reckoning when you'll see the very, very big crash. I think we've got the congressman coming up later in the week or next week. That's being lined up right now, our former congressman. So that's setting the table here that I'm not saying there's going to be a collapse. I hope there isn't one. But I've never seen so many mainline people saying it, with now AP reporting the Secretary of Defense is sending commandos to basically fight the Russians. Let's not pick a side in this. This is crazy, though. I mean, we're in their backyard. It's just wild. Our government backing the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda light all over the Middle East. I mean, I've been doing this 20 years, and I thought I had seen it all. This is the craziest government's ever acted. Peter Schiff, am I overstating it, understating it? I mean, as an expert, as a smart guy, you know, proving himself in the real world, what are you doing for yourself? I mean, how would you boil it down? Where are we?
Well, first of all, Alex, it's not about wanting the bubble to pop, because all bubbles inevitably pop. The problem is, the bigger they get before they do pop, the worse it is. So we should want the bubble to pop now. It should have popped years ago. Had it popped years ago, we would have been able to solve our problems instead of making them worse. So unfortunately, we have delayed the day of reckoning, and there's a lot more to reckon with. And you know, what Congressman Ron Paul was talking about, and of course I've been a fan of his for a long time, it's nothing new. I mean, this collapse has been a long time in the making. It's just that we're now closer to it because of all the things that we've done to delay that day of reckoning, but that have simply worsened the very problems that make that day of reckoning necessary.
Sure. What do you say to people? Because I've seen this said about you, said about me, everybody. You're going to create bad confidence and make it pop as if we're the ones that did this.
No, it's not all about confidence. If we just believe in something that's phony, that it's just going to sustain itself. I mean, that is the problem. Too many people believe all this nonsense, which is one of the reasons that it's gotten so out of control. But as a result, all the problems have been exacerbated. And the fact that we've been able to borrow all this money from around the world and spend it just means that we've got a bigger problem. Just like, look, there's Greece is in the news today because they're trying to solidify a bailout. But the reason the Greeks got themselves into such a big problem is because for years they kept borrowing money at artificially low interest rates. Well, we've made the same problem. It's just that our creditors haven't figured it out yet. And so they're still willing to loan us money, even though we can't pay any of it back.
Well, they're clearly scared that if they don't prop us up, it'll bring everything down. But that only adds to Washington's hubris and bizarre arrogance.
Well, yeah. And of course, the longer it takes, the more false confidence it builds. And, you know, a lot of people have begun to criticize me over the last few years, saying, oh, Peter Schiff, and of course, not just me, but other people, have been predicting this gloom and doom. And you see, nothing bad has happened, and so they're wrong. But meanwhile, a lot of bad stuff has happened. We have this phony recovery. The real economy is weakening despite all of the doctored up statistics. The average man in the street is worse off. His net worth is going down. He's got a lower paying job. He's got no savings. He's loaded up with debt. This thing is a ticking time bomb. The fact that the fuse is a little bit longer than some of us might have guessed doesn't undercut the reality.
It just means with all the new banking manipulations and insider trading and derivatives and all the rest of it, they've been able to prop it up longer. But every analyst out there pretty much says that when it finally goes under, unless you're talking about Krugman or something, that it's going to be spectacular. What does it signify then that so many mainline analysts and people and even folks that pushed all this Keynesian economics garbage are now saying we're in deep trouble, wealth inequities, and all the rest of it. It seems like they're trying to have their cake and eat it, too. That signifies to me that we are getting close to the bubble popping.
Well, the fact that so many people refuse to acknowledge that there's a bubble in the first place is a good contrarian indicator. But you've got to remember that they never see the bubbles, right? The Federal Reserve certainly never sees them. They're always in denial even after they pop. You know, go back to the Great Recession, the 2008 financial crisis. Nobody at the Fed saw that coming. In fact, by mid-2008, they still had no recession anywhere in their forecast, despite the fact that we were 7 months in to the greatest recession since the Great Depression. They were clueless. Even we talked about, you know, you mentioned earlier the negative GDP in the first quarter. Well, halfway through the first quarter, the Fed was still predicting growth of near 3%. So they have no idea what's going to happen. And even if they do, the last thing they're going to do is admit it. If they see problems on the horizon, they're going to deny it. They're going to pretend everything is great because they do believe it's a confidence game. And the last thing they want to do is pierce that confidence bubble.
What do you make of all the bizarre geopolitical actions that are going on? Is that an attempt to shore up the dollar, A, and then B, for lay folks out there, what is the bubble or bubbles, and what type of event do you think could precipitate that? Why are they saying, so many analysts now, the end of this year is a prime zone for a bubble pop?
Well, I didn't even know that many analysts were saying that. I think that's still probably a small minority of opinion. Most of the analysts are still cheerleading this phony recovery. They're convinced that it's real. But, you know, when you put your finger on the dollar, that's been a big key to this. The dollar has had a very, you know, significant rise over the last couple of years, although it hasn't been rising since March. It kind of peaked out in March. But the basis of the dollar rally was the false confidence in the U.S. economy and the generally held view that the Fed was now going to start raising interest rates and shrinking down its balance sheet because it had fixed all the problems. Well, the reality is it didn't fix the problems. It made them all worse. And so now it can't shrink its balance sheet. It can't raise interest rates without precipitating a worse financial crisis than 2008. The markets haven't come to terms with this reality yet, but eventually they will figure out that this is all talk, that the Fed can't raise rates because we're too addicted to cheap money. We're going to have another injection of QE4 to keep the bubble from deflating. And when that happens, the bottom will drop out of the dollar, and that's what's going to usher in the real crash that I wrote about. It's a, you know, the title of my most recent book. You know, the real crash of America's coming bankruptcy, how to save yourself and your country, is all about the economic collapse that happens when the bottom drops out of the dollar because reality finally sets in.
I want to spend a lot of the time today on your book and tell folks, if they want to really get prepared, where to get it. I just feel so bad because, I mean, historically, there's no way this will go on forever. As you said, the longer it goes on, the worse it's going to get. The real crash, how to save yourself and your country, Peter D. Schiff, New York Times bestselling author, on with us right now. Before we go to break, though, surely you've seen the articles. You manage a lot of rich people's money. London Guardian, you name it, admits what we already knew, that a lot of rich people are getting armored redoubts in the Ozarks or in Montana or in New Zealand, or they're building safe houses. They're acting really paranoid. They're pulling cash out. They're pulling gold out while criticizing gold. What do you make of that fear under the surface, or is it not that bad?
Well, look, I think there's a lot of reasons to be concerned. I mean, some people might be more concerned than others to the extent that they have these types of plans. But, you know, some people might think that's radical. But I think what's even more radical is thinking everything is great and doing nothing to protect yourself. You know, the vast majority of wealthy people aren't going to be wealthy in a few years. They're going to be wiped out. I mean, they may have all of their dollars. You might still have millions of dollars in treasuries and, you know, in CDs or in your annuities or wherever
you got the money. It's like having a trunk full of Confederacy notes at the end of the Civil War.
Yeah, it'll be the same thing, or like having a wheelbarrow full of Reichsmarks or a bunch of Zimbabwe dollars. I mean, people have to understand that the history of fiat currency is not good. And people that don't perceive and act upon these threats, you know, end up with severe losses. And, you know, the U.S. government has borrowed way beyond its capacity to repay. The only avenue politically expedient is inflation. And it is going to happen. And I think we're on the doorstep of a currency crisis that will wipe out the wealth of the vast majority of Americans who are foolish enough to store their wealth in U.S. currency. So what I'm helping my clients to do, the wealthy and not so wealthy, is to get their financial assets out of harm's way.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back. We got to go to break. Peter Schiff's our guest. I want you to come back and walk through some of the basics. Obviously, folks can read about it in the book or check out your site. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Peter Schiff of Europac.net is our guest, best-selling author, fund manager, made a lot of accurate predictions, predicted a few years ago that we'd see a larger collapse in the West than we've seen so far, but that's what a lot of other people said. I mean, we've never seen a bubble that I've studied in history get this big, that's across the board in bonds and in the currencies and just everywhere. It is la-la land, because when the music stops, it's going to be spectacular. So I want to ask him in the next segment what he thinks different scenarios are, collapses could look like. Not predictions, but you know, what they could look like, how we can protect ourselves individually. We're going to talk about that right now in his book. But at the same time, I've just got so many questions, because I wish there was some way to stop the bubble. I mean, he makes the point that it needs to go ahead and just pop. I wish there was a way to just freeze it and then slowly deflate it. He was saying earlier it needed to pop a long time ago. That's what Ron Paul and others are saying as well. How would we have gotten out of this if we would have popped it 3, 4, 5 years ago? And how would have that been better versus now?
Well, you know, the last good opportunity to pop it was in the aftermath of the bursting of the real estate bubble and during the financial crisis of 2008-2009. Unfortunately, there was more pain that needed to be had at that time. And a lot of people who speculated should have lost a lot of money. There should have been a lot of financial institutions that should have been allowed to fail. And a lot of people should have lost a lot more money than they did. Instead, you know, the middle class suffered, and a lot of the wealthy people who gambled so badly with cheap money from the government were rewarded for all their risk taking. And now they're taking even more risk. But, you know, you can't just slowly deflate a bubble. Right? You gotta let it pop. That is the problem, because the bubble, the activities that comprise the bubble are preventing legitimate economic activity from taking place. So as the Fed directs resources or misdirects resources to sustaining bubbles, the resources that are necessary for legitimate economic growth, wealth creation, good paying jobs, those resources are no longer available. So the quicker the bubble pops, the better. The problem is the political, carnage here is too much for anybody to want to own up to. So instead we kick the can down the road. But, you know, we're rapidly running out of road, and that can is, you know, getting bigger and bigger.
Certainly well said. And, I mean, obviously it needs to pop. It should have popped. Folks don't want the political pain. But when it does collapse, what do you expect it to look like? I mean, a lot of the public really are spoiled brats, and it's so wrong to take taxpayer money and our children's future to bail out billionaires and yuppies and people. I mean, that really is obscene. And will they get away with another banker bailout next time that's 3-4 times bigger? I mean, maybe they've set up a scenario where everything has to be sacrificed to this black hole.
Well, I think the one thing that will be sacrificed is the value of the dollar. And, of course, everybody will suffer who is not prepared. But I think the government is already all in on this bad monetary policy. They are going to, you know, keep this monetary pedal to the metal at all costs. So they're going to keep interest rates at zero or practically zero. They're going to do QE4. They're going to do QE5. They're going to do everything they can to stop the real estate bubble from deflating, to stop the stock bubble from deflating, to stop the bond bubble from deflating, to keep this whole house of cards propped up as long as possible. And what they have to do is sacrifice the dollar in order to sustain everything else. But ultimately, when the dollar goes, everything goes, because it doesn't matter if you still have your money in the bond market, if the money isn't worth anything, right? So once the dollar collapses, because they have to print so many of them to keep all the other bubbles from bursting, then the dollar bubble is ultimately the one that goes. And that does the most damage, because what it's going to do is dramatically increase the cost of living. I mean, the Federal Reserve is pretending there's no inflation right now, but the average American knows how much his cost of living is going up. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till the cost of living doubles, triples, quintuples or more as a result of a plunging dollar. Americans are going to see their standard of living permanently reduced in a very dramatic way.
And I would expect massive crime waves.
Well, probably. We already have, you know, a lot of crime, but it's going to get a lot worse, especially when people start blaming somebody. You know, we've created a society of entitlement where people just expect that they've got something coming to them and where they don't get it. You know, when all these government benefits are no longer valuable because they don't buy anything, because there's nothing available to buy with dollars, yes, a lot of people are going to be frustrated and they're going to take those frustrations to the streets.
Massive civil unrest, which the government, not just here, but around the world, are gearing up for. And I know, Peter, you like to say it's incompetence, but at a certain level, it's a mix of incompetence and organized thought here. Because, I mean, the Pentagon admits they're preparing for civil unrest and collapse. So do the British intel. I want to ask you about that when we come back and get into your book, what you recommend people do to protect themselves. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The political establishment is getting ready to launch a massive propaganda campaign against Rand Paul, linking the presidential candidate to a white supremacy group. A new report reveals that Rand Paul's Political Action Committee accepted a donation from the Council of Conservative Citizens, a group that was also mentioned in a manifesto written by Dylan Roof, the alleged Charleston, South Carolina church shooter. Paul's campaign said it will donate the $1,750 it received from the group to the Mother Emanuel Hope Fund. But regardless, Paul's opponents will use this story in an attempt to sabotage his presidential bid. Paul has also joined the fight to release the secret 28 pages missing from the official 9/11 report, which will prove once and for all that the government of Saudi Arabia was directly involved in the September 11th attacks. And you can learn more right now at InfoWars.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWars.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world.
Power Reviews Express is one of the biggest third-party review sites, like Yelp or any of those. And we have it embedded at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, on all of our products so you can review them. And we've even been contacted by the folks over there saying we've never seen someone with a 99 across the board. And I think that shows our listeners love us. We're talking about tens of thousands of reviews. Some of the products have thousands apiece, hundreds of products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's how we fund our operation. But in the nutraceutical area, it's a 5.0. And we've had this for about 6 months, and the crew kept saying, why don't you point out the reviews at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com? Look at just a few of the X2 reviews. This is from Portland, Oregon, Sue. Detoxing, so I know it's working. Want to buy some for everyone I love. Waking up, not hungry, and alert. Looking forward to what's coming next. Could feel the toxins being pulled out of my hands. No ibuprofen in a week. Blood pressure down. In a good mood. If you care about your health, order some today. These are third-party reviews, folks. We don't make medical claims as a nutraceutical. It is pure, earth-sourced iodine. Not the stuff out of the ocean, not the stuff mixed with a bunch of other crap, not the stuff that tastes horrible and eats holes in your stomach. Your thyroid is full of bad halogens, fluoride, bromine, all this other crap. Why do they say seafood's good for you? It's got some iodine in it. And we're selling out of it. We've had it out for a few years. People just absolutely love it. That's just one of the reviews. Here's one more. We'll go back to our guest. This is from Gaming.org, New Mexico, USA. This product is everything said about it. Warning, if you have high libido, you might want to think twice before trying it. It's that powerful. And then it just goes on. Here are these reviews. I don't want to write a lengthy review, but I will say that the product is bleeping hardcore. I lift every day, and the stuff has boosted me to a maximum energy. You have to try it. It's not just listen to reviews. It's awesome. InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the deal. Talk to your physician beforehand, because if your thyroid's full of a bunch of other bad stuff, I mean, I detoxed 2 weeks into it for about a week. It felt terrible. And then I had so much more energy. InfoWarsLife.com. And it'd be like if you didn't have vitamin C, you'd have holes in your arms and your teeth would fall out. And if you took it, you know, it's amazing. But when you first have scurvy, you take a bunch of vitamin C, you can get sick at first. I mean, it's not rocket science. Most people are deficient in iodine. It's hard to get pure sources of it. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the books, the films, the T-shirts, the high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, all of it funds this media operation. We're self-funded, unlike MSNBC that gets banker bailout stimulus money, or NPR that gets taxpayer money, or the big banks that get bailout money to give the media money. We are funded by folks that believe in what we're doing and support the First Amendment, so thank you so much. Europac.net, I'm going to try to shut up and give Peter Schiff for about 15 minutes of this segment that's left. It's a long segment. The floor to really get into what he thinks is most important, to talk about how he's protecting himself, what he's telling his clients. You can also go to Euro Pacific if you'd like to be one of his clients. I want to give him the floor so it's not just me here, a layman, asking the questions. We're going to go to him in a second. But first, since I mentioned it, because I noticed on InfoWars.com a comment on one of the articles going, I just heard Jones say that Ron Paul says the stock market's going to be in trouble soon. You know, I didn't hear that. So we'll just play the clip from last Thursday on Ron Paul's own TV show where he said it. It's all over the news. And just because people are ignorant and don't know about it doesn't mean we're lying. Here's what Ron Paul had to say.
It could be tomorrow, it could be a month, it could be a couple years from now, because it all depends on a psychological acceptance of the system. So a lot of people who are still making a lot of money know the system is not going to last, but they figure, well, if everybody else thinks it's going to last, they just keep owning bonds and buying stocks. Today they're buying stocks, and yet next week they may sell them all again. So, no, I don't think there's any way to know what the time is, but you know, after 35 years of a gigantic bull market in bonds, believe me, they cannot reverse history, and you cannot print money forever and deceive the markets forever. Eventually, the markets will rule, and that's only a question of when that will happen. And, of course, I run a little bit scared because I think there will be a day of reckoning.
Let's get your comment on that, and then I want you to cover the angles you think are most important, Peter Schiff.
Well, of course, you know, Ron Paul has been giving these warnings for a long time, as have I. You know, you remember Ron Paul was warning about the problems at Fannie and Freddie, you know, as early publicly as 2002. Of course, it took until 2008 for those warnings to come to fruition. But, you know, whenever you understand a problem, you always understand it early. And that allows your critics to claim that you're wrong, because the problem gets bigger while you're warning about it. But of course, then when it blows up, they claim that nobody could have predicted this, and they call the people who did. Well, they're stop clocks. You know, they've been saying it for so long, and so who cares? But the only stop clocks are the people who constantly try to tell us that everything is fine and that the government has solved our problems and that the Federal Reserve is doing the right thing. So Ron Paul is right. I think the problem is even bigger than he's publicly letting on. I think, you know, he's afraid to really say just how bad it really is, but it is pretty bad. And yes, we don't know exactly when it's going to happen. And you know, one thing I want to point out, you mentioned before the break that you thought that this is kind of being done deliberately by our leaders, like they're set out to wreck the country. You know, our leaders are so incompetent, I don't think they can do this by design. If they actually wanted to wreck the country, we'd probably be in good shape because they would achieve the opposite. So I think it's a case, you know, it's a case of bad intentions. You know, they think they're doing the right thing, and then they get committed, and they're committed to a strategy, and they get deeper and deeper and deeper into it because they never want to acknowledge that they were wrong. So rather than admitting the mistakes, they keep on, you know, doubling down on the same losing strategy. And ultimately, it is going to blow up. And your listeners need to do something. They need to take action, because we don't know when this day of reckoning is going to come. It could come next week. It could come next year. But, you know, you could either prepare too early or too late. And too late isn't going to work. So you got to be too early.
There's so many questions I could ask, but I'd like to get into what you think is front and center, what you'd like to impart to the audience. I mean, obviously, I could ask the question of, if they're not trying to wreck things intentionally, they certainly profit off the crises, though, every time, because they always get bailed out.
Oh, yeah, look, they never want to let a crisis go to waste. And, you know, I always remember, you know, what Harry Brown used to say about, you know, the government is great at breaking your leg and then handing you a crutch and saying, you see, without me, you couldn't walk. So, yes, the government always benefits from the poverty they cause, because now the impoverished look to government for a solution. And so, yes, I mean, it's a self-perpetuating spiral where the government benefits from its own mistakes. But people have to wake up to the reality that it is the government that broke their leg. And without the government, they would have two good legs, and they wouldn't need this ridiculous government crutch. And they'd be hobbling around on it and thanking the government for this crutch, when instead of, you know, they could thank the free market for having two healthy, strong legs that, you know, where they wouldn't need any kind of crutch. But that's not going to happen, right? We're going to have this crisis. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing your listeners can do about it. We can't stop it, but we can certainly prepare for it ourselves and limit the damage to ourselves so that we're in a position to help clean up the mess.
When could we have stopped it? When could we have stopped it?
You and me? Never. They're not going to take us seriously. We're going to be relegated to the fringes.
Sure, but I meant the system. I mean, if they weren't insane, when could they have... currently, what would smart economic policy be from your perspective? No one could deny free markets. Only problem is it creates so much wealth, our kids become spoiled brats. I mean, communism is a joke. Socialism is a disaster. Free market creates just over-the-top wealth, prosperity, choices. And so that's why every spoiled, rotten, you know, college kid who hadn't worked in three generations badmouths it, because they're idiots. But, you know, so many spoiled, rotten kids are part of the communist brigades now, literally here in Austin, marching around with red flags. It's hilarious if it wasn't so scary. I mean, I'm kind of ranting here. It's just free market works so good. Why aren't we doing it? Then meanwhile, the free market's getting blamed for people that aren't following it.
Yeah. You know, it's not popular with the voters. That's the problem. Politicians promising freedom don't get elected. They want to promise something for nothing. But the good news is capitalism works so well that as soon as we try it, right, we can really solve these problems very quickly. I mean, look how some of these countries like Japan or West Germany, look at how quickly they rose from the ashes of the Second World War. I mean, their countries were bombed, you know, back to the Stone Age.
Nothing was standing.
Yeah, so we are not in a situation anywhere near that bad. All we need is the freedom to pull ourselves out of this government-created, you know, gigantic hole. But, you know, we still dig it deeper because politically that's the easiest thing to do. But when could we have stopped it? Look, we could have stopped it any time there was the political will to stop it. But unfortunately, there's been people around the world willing to loan us more money so that we don't have to do it. It's like, when does a drug addict, you know, finally go to rehab? Normally, he has to hit rock bottom before he does that. His wife has to leave him. He's got to lose his job. You know, he wakes up in, you know, in the street somewhere. He has no memories. He's in a pile of his own vomit and urine. And then maybe finally, when he's lost it all, he finally goes into rehab and maybe gets his life turned around. We're probably going to have to reach that point as a nation. That's the point. But individually, we don't have to do that, right? We could get rid of our dollars now. There are countries around the world. People could invest in places like Switzerland and Singapore and New Zealand and Hong Kong and other countries around the world. They're not nearly as screwed up as we are. Their currencies are in better shape. Their economies are in better shape. They have more economic freedom than we do. You can buy gold. You can buy silver. You can own assets around the world. So you don't have to go down with this ship. And so you're in a lifeboat yourselves, and you can help other people out of the water so that they don't drown.
I know you don't give like individual advice over the air. It's impossible. But let's say, you know, hypothetical person out there, whatever hypothetical scenario you come up with, what would you be doing right now to protect your assets? Where do you think the best investments are? What do you think is going to be in trouble during this implosion? What's going to be doing good during the implosion?
Yeah, well, I think all dollar-denominated assets, particularly debt instruments, are going to lose the most in terms of real purchasing power. And what I would invite your listeners to do is individually talk to our representatives at Euro-Pacific Capital, europac.com. You know, we tailor portfolios for people. You know, our minimums for my mutual funds are as low as $2,500. And I have mutual funds that are designed specifically to protect you from the problems that I see coming. And then we have separately managed accounts where the minimums are $250,000. And we have solutions, you know, for people in various amounts of money, $50,000, $100,000. The important thing is to protect the purchasing power of what you work so hard to save. A lot of people are going to watch the value of their savings evaporate. So many people are focused on preserving their principal. I don't want to lose any money. Well, that's not going to do you any good if your money loses value. So you've got to think outside the box, and you've got to prepare for the real crisis that nobody is worried about, that nobody has predicted. People are thinking, oh, what if the stock market crashes? What if the real estate market crashes? Those were the last bubbles that burst. This one is much bigger. And even if those bubbles don't burst, because the Fed fills them with so much air by printing so much money, it's not going to matter when the dollar collapses. That is the biggest threat that people face, particularly if you're planning on retiring. You know, I think retirement in America is going to go the way of the single family household. You know, once upon a time in America, if you were a guy and you had a job, your wife didn't need to work. Now most people's wives have to work and they can still barely make ends meet. But at one time, Americans could actually stop working and enjoy their golden years. That's not going to happen anymore. I mean, you know, pretty soon if somebody sees somebody retired on an old sitcom, they're not even going to know what that is. It's like, hey, why is that person not working? What are they doing? You know, why don't they have a job? You know, oh, that's called retirement. That used to happen in America. But, you know, nobody retires. People are going to have to work every day until they drop dead because they're not going to be able to have enough purchasing power to buy the things that they need to sustain themselves in retirement. So those are the people who are most important. You know, you mentioned the young people. The young people can leave. They can pick up and move out of this country. Just like my grandparents came here looking for opportunity, our grandkids can leave in pursuit of the same thing. It's the people that can't leave, that have already spent a lifetime working to build up a nest egg. You know, that nest egg can crack. It'll be rotten if you don't do something to protect it.
It's so sad, and of course what's taken our money and devalued it is all this inflation, and it's all the regulations and bureaucracy to where people have to work so many jobs. It's clear big government regulations, insider groups being exempt has caused this uneven playing field. I have two questions for you, Peter Schiff. Again, folks, Europac.net, who's joining us here, major fund manager. Why are the Texas government and other governments asking for their gold from the Federal Reserve? Why is the New York Fed saying we're not going to give it to you, or we're going to give it to you a little bit a year over the next decade? What does that expose? Why do we hear all these big banks calling for an end of cash? calling for, you know, bail-ins again in Europe with Greece. I want to talk about that, and then I want to ask the other question, which is the argument that the fact that our bond market is so weak, the fact that the dollar is so weak, everybody's scared and is propping it up and will just keep propping it up because they don't want everything to come down.
Yeah, well, first of all, the dollar has been propped up recently. It's not as weak as it would be if people understood the predicament. It's because people have a false sense of confidence in the U.S. economy and because they believe the Fed is actually going to embark on a rate hiking campaign. That's the reason for the dollar's strength, or at least relative strength. And that's what's been keeping this whole thing from collapsing. It's keeping people buying into our bond market. It's propping up our economy. It's making it possible for Americans to buy things even though we don't make them. We can run these huge trade deficits because our creditors are willing to hold our currency instead of demanding payment in actual goods.
Sure, but they're not trying to save us, though. Every time it goes down, they run in and buy it.
Well, they haven't had to recently because there's been a lot of fools. A lot of currency speculators have been buying. But, you know, currency speculators have been wrong in the past. They've overestimated the strength of the U.S. economy, and they've done it again. And I think the dollar is on the verge of a collapse. And again, that is going to be the real crisis as to why Texas or anybody else is demanding that the Federal Reserve return their gold. I think they're worried that the gold's not actually there. You know, this, we're getting closer and closer to a real crisis, and it's people around the world want to actually have their gold. Because the problem is when there is a rush back to gold and out of fiat currencies, which may not just be the dollar, but the euro, the yen, there are a lot of currencies that have problems, but I think the dollar's problem dwarfs all the others, but the other problem, other, you know, currencies suffer from the same disease. But when there's a real rush back into gold, there's no gold. There's not nearly enough gold to go around.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
One final segment with Peter Schiff back in 3 minutes. I want to break down precious metals. It's come out. They've been artificially depressing it, just like they've been rigging the currency markets and interest rates. I mean, that's now all admitted. Where is that going? And is the rush to get physical gold out of the Federal Reserve vaults a sign of a rush to the exits?
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We'll be talking to Jakari Jackson, our reporter, via video Skype, who's on the ground in Charleston, the site of the tragic events last Wednesday night at the church. They sent in the Democratic Party operatives to try to stir stuff up, and the mainly black crowd of Christian folks just said, get out of here. We're not going to have a race war like you want. So really exciting. We're going to get an update for about 10, 15 minutes with Jakari. Then all this other economic, military news we haven't gotten to. Earth enters sixth extinction phase with any species, including our own, labeled the walking dead. That's a major new government report out by Stanford, Princeton, and Berkeley. Is it fear-mongering, or is there something really behind it? I'll give you my take. That's all coming up. I just want to be clear about something here. Again, I didn't build this system, you didn't build it, but we've all kind of collectively been part of it. And I don't put all this news out trying to scare people. It's like if I called my neighbor because their house was on fire. I'm not scaremongering. There's flames coming out. Historically, as Ron Paul said, as Peter Schiff said, this has always gone really disastrously. And now it's gotten bigger than ever. The establishment acts like it can go on forever while they hoard gold, hoard cash, buy farmland and build bunkers and try to act like they're nobody. So I don't see them in their actions belying that they believe the confidence game they're pushing. In the 5 minutes we've got left, Europacific.net, his new book, it's been out for a while, it's a bestseller, The Real Crash, How to Save Yourself, Your Country, Peter D. Schiff. In closing, is this move to get the gold away from the Federal Reserve and these governments trying to hold more gold and UT buying gold and Texas winning its gold back, is that a move towards the exits? And any other points you think are important to make?
Well, you know, I think the movement started abroad. Remember, the Germans trying to get their gold, but there are a lot of other foreign central banks that are not nearly as big players as the Bundesbank, but they've been trying to repatriate their gold and get it out of the United States. So it shows that people are beginning to doubt. You know, they're beginning to question whether the emperor has any clothes, and so they're asking for their gold. And that's one of the reasons that I think individuals should ask for their gold, too. I mean, a lot of individuals, that's why we sell physical gold and recommend that people take delivery. Own your own gold, right? Do what these central banks are doing. Don't necessarily trust to have all your gold in the hands of a third party. And that includes U.S. banks. I wouldn't want to keep my gold in a safety deposit box because, you know, if they ever confiscate it, that's the first place they're going to look. So you're not going to get it out of your safety deposit box. So you need to do something to have physical ownership. But I like to spread it around the world. I have clients, we store gold in Australia, we store it in Switzerland, we store it in Singapore. I believe in diversifying where you have your gold. Have some of it, you know, with yourself, but have other gold outside the country.
That's right. It's not about making money now. It's about keeping your money.
Yeah, and if you have to leave the country one day, I mean, you might not be able to take anything with you. So it's going to be good to have that gold safely offshore so that it'll be waiting for you when you get wherever it is you're going. And, you know, hey, by the way, I've got the website now, Europac.com. I finally bought that. So I'm not just Europac.net, but I'm Europac.com too.
Well, fantastic. You know, I tell you, Peter, it is an amazing time to be alive. And when all this unravels, which it will, it's like you said, they're going to say, who could have seen it coming? And then I've got all those clips of Ron Paul on the House floor 7-8 years before warning, Democrats at 15 years before warning, video you 5-6 years before warning on. I mean, it's just crazy how they play dumb. And this confidence game is just scary.
Yeah, they never want to acknowledge the critics. I remember, you know, in the days right after the financial crisis of 2008, when they convened hearings in Washington to figure out why there was a crisis, You know, I was begging to be called as a witness. I've since testified twice in Congress on other matters, but I wanted to testify on that committee because I knew why we had a financial crisis, but they refused to let me talk. Instead, all they did was talk to people who blamed greedy corporations.
You're right.
And who recommended more government as the solution.
Peter Schiff, amazing. Thank you. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jakari Jackson reporting from Charleston, South Carolina. Now in a moment, we're going to go down to the street. It's going to be more of a tourist type area, and we want to find out what people think about the Confederate flag and also if they think they have any solutions to the violence that happened here.
It's not about guns. It's about what this guy thought and where was his thinking coming from. Because he was clearly felt he was alienated from society. He's not crazy. He's a very, if you look at his blog, you know, I mean, within the racist logic, there's a logic to what he was thinking. But it has to do with, I'm better than you. I'm superior to you. And you are doing things to, you know, yeah, African Americans are doing things. I mean, that isn't that. So you're raping our women and taking over the country. But that's on the surface. But putting him in jail is not going to deal with it. Gun laws are not going to deal with it. I mean, what if he went in there with a can of gasoline and a bunch of matches? What are we going to do? Have more strict rules on who gets to have matches and buys gasoline? No, we have to deal with the real issues of social inequality, social injustice, which is economic in this country. And that's what people in the Democratic Party don't want to talk about. People in the Republican Party don't want to talk about. The only person I know that, I mean, one of the reasons we were coming down, we were going to go to Bernie Sanders' rally, because I'm a supporter of him. And this is just in my, you know, his personal guys, has nothing to do with what I do professionally. You know, because he's the only person I think who's taking seriously the root causes, the systematic involvement of racial injustice with capitalism and the wealth of this country. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And nobody wants to talk about it.
Now, another hot topic that's going on right now is the one about the Confederate flag. You know, what is your thoughts of the Confederate flag? Should they take it down? Should it just stay up? What is your thoughts?
I think they need to at least move it. It belongs in a museum. It's a very, as Lindsey Graham, and you know, I've talked to Lindsey Graham a couple of times because I'm an old biker and I used to lobby for biker rights when he was in the state Senate, and I saw him one time in his office. But they don't need to fly the battle flag. I mean, that. And I've had Southern friends, because I'm not from South Carolina, say who had ancestors who fought with the Confederacy, who said to me, "We let them steal it." But he meant the Klan. Steal that as a symbol. All right. Well, there are other flags you can fly, flags of the Confederacy that don't set off any bells if you're concerned about historical, you know, the heritage and all that stuff, heritage, not hate. But, I mean, when you saw that picture of Roof, the terrorist, let's call him what he really was, he's a terrorist. This is domestic terrorism that the government is doing nothing about. Then there's a picture you probably saw in his blog post. He's got a Confederate flag. I mean, this has just become inextricably identified with making a racial statement. And so if somebody wants to ride on their motorcycle or do everything and fly the flag in front of their house, that's their business. But it shouldn't have any connection with anything associated with the government, except in a museum, because then you've got the context.
I haven't seen any racial situation in Charleston. I really haven't. I'm always suspicious with these things that happen. I don't know how they occur and why they're occurring the last few years, always prompting the government to do more on so-called our behalf, take away more of our liberties.
Smart lady.
TSA, for instance, NDAA, Patriot Act.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's just something, it's a precursor, it's a catalyst, you know, like the 9/11. It's a huge catalyst for everything that's happened so far, and I think...
I bet that woman's a real liberal.
I think we're real in for an economic downfall soon, and be prepared.
We're
stock up for with your...
Full videos up on Infowars.com. Jakari's been filing a lot of amazing videos with Matt. We'll be back to talk to Jakari.
I was born on the prairies where the wind blew free, and there was nothing to break the light of the sun. I was born where there were no enclosures. Geronimo. I wonder what he thinks of the permanent checkpoints, where you're quizzed about your citizenship, about having to submit to bag searches to ride public transportation, his thoughts on nonviolent offenders riding away in prisons. They say that in these current times we are more, quote, civilized, but are we really more free? When the Persian army demanded King Leonidas and his Spartans surrender their arms, the outnumbered king shouted, "Molon Labe," or "Come and take them." Even though Leonidas was eventually defeated by a much larger adversary, he is not remembered for his loss. He lives in history as a beacon of defiance and self-defense. The desire to disarm the people is nothing new. Arm yourself with knowledge at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the Alex Jones Channel on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down Firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
enter sixth extinction phase with many species, including our own, labeled the Walking Dead. Major government-funded study in the U.S. But that's not what matters. Let's all fight with each other over what color our skin is, even though the elite believe the human species will go extinct in the next 100 years, basically. This new story just went up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. Pentagon considers allowing women in every combat role. I'm going to cover that at the bottom of the hour. That ties into Secretary of Defense says U.S. to provide weapons and aircraft commandos for NATO in the war against Russia. Already going on, but a major, major escalation. And then Gruber, remember him saying you're stupid and thank God you can be kept in the dark? Well, emails show MIT's Jonathan Gruber had even more to do with Obamacare's passage than previously thought, and he lied, and so did the administration. The administration lied? We're going to go over this and play the clips. Gruber, in different videos by Obama and others, was thanked as one of the main architects of Obamacare. Then Obama said he didn't even know him. Do I have to play those clips again? Of course they got his emails in Congress, and he's there basically heavily involved. He's one of the main scammers. He bragged he helped fix the numbers that it would cut your cost of health care when it increases it. He engaged in fraud. Indict him now. No, they're going to have the blackmailed Congress and the blackmailed Supreme Court just go along with it. That's all coming up. Jakari Jackson joins us with some really good news. I mean, I don't know if this is where he's going, but I saw Infowars.com this morning. I saw his videos. I saw what he'd been filing there with Matt, the camera guy from Infowars in Charleston, the site of the tragic events last Wednesday, that they had the Black Lives George Soros group show up trying to stir stuff up, and the locals basically ran them out of town, had a meme of All Lives Matter. Very exciting to see people come together. I don't think this is making the establishment very happy. And a lot of the locals Jakari talked to said, we don't buy the story we've been given. Reverend Childress says it doesn't all add up. I mean, you look at those photos of him with the rebel flag and the guns. I mean, it looks like something out of a movie. And the perfect timing and Juneteenth. And we know they shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. We know they shipped in people to engage in violence in other areas. I mean, this is social engineering any way you slice it. Joining us is Jakari Jackson. He'll be coming back today. I'm really glad he doesn't have to stay, because he'd have to stay if stuff broke out. Some folks defaced some statues, and I totally understand that, if it's seen as... Because here he is with the rebel flag, saying the rebel flag means kill Christian black people for no reason. But that's all branding. You could have somebody kill folks with the American flag. Does that then demonize it? It shows the mind control. Jakari Jackson, you were there last night during all of this. What did you witness?
Well, last night, Alex, we're here in Charleston, South Carolina. We were on the bridge right behind me. That is the Ravenel Bridge over the Cooper River. And it goes from Charleston over to the next city. Once you cross over the bridge, you're in the next city. And what we saw was a conservative 10,000 people out there. Police estimates put it up to maybe 15,000, and other people say 20,000, but conservative 10,000 nonetheless. People join hand-to-hand clear across this bridge. Now, this bridge behind me is one of the largest in the region. I think it's the third largest in the Western Hemisphere. It spans 2.5 miles. So it took us about 30 minutes just to walk to, I guess, halfway point on the bridge, and that's when the people from the other town, Mount Pleasant, came and met us, and they joined across the bridge in a great showing of unity, respect, love, and faith. So it was a very impressive moment. I'm still waiting to see the hard numbers for about how many people came out, but it was thousands and thousands of people. No incidents that I'm aware of. They had a police escort, had fire trucks blocking the streets so everybody could get out there calmly, peacefully, and that's what the focus was last night here in Charleston.
That bridge looks space age.
Yeah, it's a very impressive bridge. When I first heard that these guys were going to march on this bridge and go hand-to-hand, I was like, wow, that's a really, really long bridge, but people came out by the thousands while we were first getting there and following our initial reports. You know, buses would come and drop people off, you know, and people would drive up, hop out of cars and go park the car. And everybody ran out on the bridge. And it was a really good thing to see, you know, very positive. A lot of people were driving by honking their horns. There were people who had boats, also police boats in the water, people driving by taking pictures, people in the boats taking pictures. So it was a really good moment and a very positive thing that's going on here in Charleston. Now, as we saw today, the crowd is starting to diminish a little bit outside the church. We drove by there earlier. In previous days, you'd have hundreds of people out there. Now there's, you know, maybe 50 or so people out there, and we drove by just a little bit ago. So, you know, people are kind of returning to their normal lives, but people have definitely not forgotten. You know, they're still dropping off flowers and saying their prayers out there. So it's always in people's minds, but they're returning more to their normal.
Sure. Well, the funerals are going to start this weekend, and that's going to open up the wounds again. But so far, it looks like people aren't listening to Al Sharpton and others, and thank God there weren't any more copycat white supremacist attacks.
Oh, yes, and I saw some of those articles you were referencing talking about they didn't want anybody to come out here and race bait and try to cook things up. And, you know, the hashtags going on, you know, stay away, so-and-so, stay away. And as far as I know, you know, we didn't have any real agitators out here. You know, of course, we had some defacing of the Confederate statues going on in the, I guess it was last night. And we drove by there a little bit earlier and saw guys power washing them off, but we couldn't really see any remnants of it. So they
what do you expect people to do when this guy, because so many folks want to defend the rebel flag, they're saying, you know, hey, it wasn't involved in this. Well, the guy went and killed people draped in it, so you need to decry him. So that's clear, because, I mean, what do you expect people to do? I think that is very light blowing off of steam to deface some of the statues.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with that. Just to have that one area, and I thought it was very interesting because we saw some of the people this past week and said they were going to go to the Calhoun statue, but they went to a different statue that was in a different part of town and defaced that.
All right. Well, Jakari Jackson, I guess you're getting back on a plane. Thanks for working so hard. I mean, all of our team, I can't say who's the best. You're all so wonderful, but great job again and great job of the camera crew. Matt's one of our newest additions to the office. He's been doing a great job. I'd say his last name. I didn't ask him if he wants to be known on air by his last name, but Matt, great job as well.
He says thank you.
All right. All right. Anything else, Jakari?
No, it's just been a good time, and, you know, to anybody who has seen some of the more recent reports I've done over the past year, you know, whether it's Ferguson or some of these other cities, you know, this is a complete 180 from that. And I definitely hope it's a 180 for the country as we move forward.
That was a really good people of Ferguson speak out. I forget the exact name. We aired some of it earlier. That was a really good report. Folks are pretty informed down there.
Oh, yeah. People are definitely getting educated about what's going on. You know, people are interested in finding out what else is going on behind the scenes, not just these surface things, but what's actually the root cause of some of these incidents we've seen around the country.
All right, Jakari Jackson, InfoWars Nightly News Anchor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And folks, we intend to hire a couple more reporters and a couple more writers and a couple more camera people, and we're pretty much going to be as big as I want to get InfoWars. But right now we're kind of strapped because we're always sending reporters around, and then all of our reporters do other behind-the-scenes stuff, whether it's camera, editing. And Jakari's done so many of the great intros you see, so much of the great video editing and audio editing. He is a real treasure. I'm so glad we were able to find Jakari Jackson and David Knight and Leanne McAdoo and everybody else. I mean, just what an amazing group of people. I want to do a whole hour on the rebel flag, the stars and bars. Number one, it's a very handsome flag. It's a really good-looking flag. If you go to InfoWars.com, you can see the flag. I think a good shot of it. As one of the, I don't know if everybody's seen it, but it's got a really cool wrinkled shot of it. To talk about the rebel flag would take an hour to properly hit every angle. At one level, I don't like it. At other levels, I do like it, and I know why people do want to keep it. And so I'm going to spend a few minutes telling you why, and then we're going to come back to CJ, who helps produce the show. He had some historically accurate points during the break. Last break, so I want to bring him on in the next segment. Then I'm going to come back, cover world news that we haven't gotten to yet in some of our top stories. Here's the issue. I'm from Texas. Texas was part of this whole Southern movement. It was not about slavery. I've read the documents, the papers, the real history of the time. It was about who would enjoy Western expansion. The North, that was mainly industrial, had very high tariffs on the Southern cotton and other things leaving the country. Internal tariffs on them trying to sell their goods. Whenever we had a Southern president, Andrew Jackson, the South tried to rebel against him and almost had a civil war over taxes. So even Jackson was letting the North screw the South. 2% of the South had slaves. Most of the whites that were poor were as bad off as the black slaves. I mean, that's historical. They were called sharecroppers. They were slaves for all intents and purposes. Their ancestors got here to pay for the way over. They would sign up for 7 to 10 years indentured servitude. I'm going to skip this network break so we have more time. They would get over here, and so they were slaves too. It doesn't take from the plight of the Africans who were definitely treated the worst on their way over here and who were treated the worst when it came to their rights. But when it came to starvation, poverty, degradation, the sharecroppers were pretty close to the bottom of the barrel as well. And so Robert E. Lee was the commandant of West Point. He was a famous general in the U.S. military. He didn't support slavery. He didn't support the South, but he supported states' rights. And so he resigned his commission and joined being a general. Within a year or so, became the head of the Southern forces. It's very interesting history. I've read all about it. I don't dress up in gray uniforms at home. I don't dress up in blue uniforms at home. Quite frankly, I have an illustrious lineage in U.S. history from Texas right back to the founding of the country and before. So obviously, I'm not going to get into my Southern Civil War roots. Just put it to you this way. The rednecks and people, they know about it, bow down to me, okay? But the whole point is that I understand that the South was snookered, the South was bamboozled, the South was set up, and the North was a victim in this thing as well. But 600-plus thousand soldiers died in the Civil War. Now, did the South fight 3-1, 4-1, 10-1 by the end with about 10 times the military equipment on the North? Did the South win the first 2-3 years against the North with some of the best military maneuvers with Stonewall Jackson and others? Yes. So there's the pride of the South that they absolutely dominated the North when, on average, they were fighting 4-1 against Northern soldiers. But these were city guys from the North. They weren't the children of the, you know, the wagon train folks. So you talk about Skinnabuck run a trot line. The North was fighting Davy Crockett. So that's why they were in deep trouble. The South ran out of shoes, ran out of guns, ran out of bullets. So there's this illustrious strength of the South and the whole giant black brigades that fought on the side of the South, the whole nine yards. The history you're given is not the real history that was going on. Slavery was a horrible institution that the West began the process of getting rid of. There were annals in Alabama where a lot of Texans came here because they would try to arm their slaves, basically free them, and then set up basically their own industrial agrarian combines. That was going on. A lot of people in the South got kicked out to Texas because they were doing what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson had done upon their deaths, freeing their agrarian slaves. So it's 2% had slaves. Of those that did, there was a percentage that beat people and killed them and everything else. With most other folks, it was an entirely different culture than what the media projects. No one's defending it. It's just that what you're told in the news and in the media is not what's going on. It has no reflection in reality to what happened. Then the biggest issue is that for a decade after the Civil War, Lincoln didn't want to break down the South. He didn't want to follow with Sherman's model of Reconstruction. He got shot in the back of the head by John Wilkes Booth, we're told. Really, the evidence points towards that being a setup, that a lot of folks wanted to loot the South. A lot of Northern industrialists wanted to take it over, the railroads wanted to dominate it. Again, I talk about how the South got set up. British intelligence on record armed and trained a bunch of the South, gave them weapons, and then when they had the boa constrictor, or was it the anaconda strategy, it was the big giant snake all the way around the East Coast, all the way up the Mississippi, to basically cut off supplies, the British didn't break those and didn't supply the South. I'm not demonizing the British either. These are just facts of what happened. That you watch shows like Roots or other shows, they don't teach this. They show a guy with a whip beating a black guy. And that's just not what it was. Slavery was already being phased out. It was collapsing because of industrialization and Eli Whitney's cotton gin, which was probably actually invented by a black guy. But the point is that, no kidding, he wanted to quit having to pull the stuff out of the cotton themselves. So the reality is not what the public's been given. And Reconstruction, Reconstruction was absolutely hellish. My family owned a hotel on my dad's side in East Texas. And when the Northern soldiers came in after the Civil War, they didn't just take it over. They just burned it to the ground and killed everybody. And it's on tombstones, the family cemetery, killed in Reconstruction. So it was a hellish occupation for a decade. And why didn't they go back to their old state flags? As CJ said during the break, the only way to spit in the eye of the North was to make the rebel flag the state flags and defy that someday we'll beat you, someday we'll get free. And in a way, the South has had its sick revenge, and that the North has become so corrupt and taken over by mafia and government, and the South has lower taxes, that all the industry and people are moving to the South. I don't have some hate the Northerner strategy. You know, I have strong roots to New York on my mother's side of the family and the Ayers family that helped found the state of Texas. And, you know, raised Colonel Travis's son and the whole nine yards, David Ayers, William Ayers, you name it. They were successful business owners, landowners in New York City. In fact, one of them owned the land the UN's on today, sold it, ended up being in the Rockefeller hands, and that was owned by my family. And they sold everything they had to move to Texas. It was a Protestant revolution against Catholics. And they came here with boatloads of Bibles, and that basically was what ignited the revolution in Texas, and they were there at Washington on the Brazos helping put all that into place. So, and I'm not bashing Catholics either. I'm just giving you the background. In this politically correct world, we're not supposed to talk about history or names or what happened or what went on. And when we look at the rebel flag today, and people think, oh, it's about going out and killing folks, or it's about slavery. When this scumbag, whether he was behind it or not, the archetype of this guy's a scumbag, this roof, this punk, goes and kills nine innocent people in their church for no reason but to cause a race war, we shouldn't give him what he wants. To pull down Civil War statues, we're going to pull them down in the North? They're just historical. The pharaohs had slaves. We're going to go to Egypt and blow up, you know, images of Tutankhamun? No. I mean, it's stupid. Are we going to blow up statues of Julius Caesar because he had slaves? That's what this is all about. But the media has branded it as hate, so the right-winger extremist and the left-wing extremist believe it now. It's really a case of brainwashing how they've taken a symbol. I mean, Robert E. Lee was probably one of the most popular people in America. I was even reading this in, like, Time Life magazine, that they have a Civil War issue. They admitted it in there. I'd read that, but I was surprised they admitted he was one of the most popular men in America when he died. Seen as honorable and as incredible a general as you could be. By the North. It wasn't about slavery. Lincoln wrote letter after letter saying, if I could end this and not free one slave, I would. So that's another fraud. And it'd be great if we fought a Civil War to end slavery. That sounds great, doesn't it? It isn't true. So that's the issue. The robber barons set America up with British intelligence in a pincer attack to break the whole country up. The Civil War was an attack on the North and the South by the robber barons, financed by British intelligence, period. So all the Southerners are wrong, all the Northerners are wrong, history's right. And we're idiots to be played. Okay, we got 4 minutes to break. I want to get CJ's take. You can repeat what you said earlier about the situation, your view on the rebel flag.
Well, you essentially stole my thunder about what happened in the South after the Restoration or the
Reconstruction.
But it goes along with the same thing that every society has done. Hitler took the swastika that was an Indian symbol of brotherhood, turned it into a symbol of hate that'll be a symbol of hate till the end of time, or we forget about it as a society. In parts of Africa, the British flag meant death was coming because the British were tyrannical on every scale in that continent. And it's too bad. People that believe it's heritage are going to have to get over it because a couple of bad eggs or hundreds of bad eggs.
Well, sure. I mean, if we get rid of the rebel flag, what's next? And well, I mean, it's now they're saying the word dad is hurtful. Now you can't have Father's Day. Now they've got ads for the SC. You know, for the animals, you know, saying don't be a deadbeat dad, neuter your dog or spay.
I saw that, bro, Lord. It's hilarious. But we have schools here that say you can't wear an American flag because it's hateful. What's next?
And you can attribute things that are bad to it, and I'm sure we can find some crazy person to go kill people draped in it.
Yeah.
Well, you just hit on it. That's a headline. What's next? Ban the American flag? I mean, the American flag has flown over more slaves than the Confederate flag.
Palestinians would think the Israeli flag is a vicious symbol of hate.
Yeah, and we're not saying that. We're saying from that perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, there is exactly, CJ. So how far does this go?
Until political correctness takes a backseat to reason.
Until we realize it's the true threat to all of our freedom.
Yeah.
The rebel flag's not a threat. The American flag's not a threat.
President Obama said that just because the N-word's not used in society doesn't mean that we don't have deep-seated racism, but it's just a word. It's just a flag. It's just a symbol. It's the...
Well, the truth is, losers want to engage in racism, be they black or white. We know there's plenty of races that are black, Hispanic. I mean, it's just humans do that. It's tribalism. Losers get into that because they're not successful themselves and need to feel better by putting somebody down. And the truth is the Democratic Party shamelessly keeps racism alive. They're the biggest filthy pimps of it, and I'm sick of them. I'm sick of being gamed by the Klan and all their house slaves like Obama. That's it. Obama is a black man sent to convince black people to abort their babies. He's the biggest grand dragon the world's ever seen. And I mean it when I say it. He wants to murder black people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's talk about the real war on women. First wave feminism was a noble cause, but modern feminists? Well, instead of fighting for, say, paid and protected maternity leave, they want to ban words, shirts, and manspreading. Come on. That's cultural Marxism, which asserts that culture and language is responsible for oppressing women and not the state. The truth is, the state encourages gender wars. It's a divide and conquer tactic designed to keep us fighting amongst ourselves. In fact, the feminist movement was hijacked by the political class to exploit women. As the late Aaron Russo revealed, the Rockefellers bankrolled feminism, and not because they had any interest in women's rights, but because women in the workforce was the ultimate trifecta. The state collects more tax dollars, children are indoctrinated at an earlier age, and the traditional family structure destroyed. Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Stop worrying about north, south, east, west, and get back to Americana. Free market, private property, strong families, Second Amendment, right to defense, low taxes. And stop having them divide us. All right, I have got a ton of news to get to in a short time to get there. I want to get into Gruber first and then everything else. First off, let me just throw this out there. Thank you so much for buying the high-quality water filtration systems, the books, the videos, the non-GMO heirloom seeds at the lowest prices, the Patriot apparel to spread the word, the super high-quality non-GMO high-quality nutraceuticals. Your purchases make everything we do possible. And, yes, if we sell high-quality products that really give you a good response, you're going to want to buy them again. So just, if I was cold-blooded, I want to sell you really good stuff because I want you to keep coming back. But I never was that sophisticated back when I was younger. I always just tried to do a good job because that's how I want to be treated. But thank you for loving InfoWarsLife.com products, whether it's the Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 or Colloidal Silver or the Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, the Secret 12, the Winter Sun, all of it is the purest, strongest, most hardcore stuff that we know people are the most lacking in. I mean, you go take synthetic vitamins, they don't do anything but fill up your gallbladder and fry your kidneys. You take the real stuff. I mean, here's an example. One product, DNA Force, costs us over $50 a bottle to produce. Similar formulas that have $50 a product in them sell for $300. It's our most expensive product at $129. I mean, it's marked up 1.5 times. Why can't these companies fund themselves without marking it up 7 times? Point is, you want bio, CoQ10, PP, I mean, all the stuff in there, off the chart, organic, totally absorbable, the Rolls Royce of everything for your entire body, your cells, DNA Force. Right down to products that are $14.95. So we've got the highest quality products at the lowest prices out there. Ocupower. Say it's for your eyes, it's because it really helps them. It's the poor man's DNA Force. It's got stuff in it almost as good for $24. And it's simply amazing. But regardless, when you purchase these products, you're funding an operation dedicated to not dumbing people down, dedicated to giving people a wider context and bringing us together through our shared experiences, every race, color, or creed. And when I called Obama the greatest grand dragon ever lived, think about it. He could double black unemployment. He could increase worldwide abortions of black people, for Africa, you name it, and be called a lover of black people. I mean, if I'd killed 14 million black people, like Roe v. Wade has, would I be praised? It's just sick. I'm being called a racist because I'm against Obamacare. That's a giant screw job. When Obama is a eugenicist front man for people that want to kill everybody. They've just had black people under their thumb more so they could get away with it more on them. We're all in this together. We're not going to make it if we don't wake up. Sorry, I'm digressing. I read last hour, I've asked the crew to bring me just print off 3 reviews every day. There's scores of new ones. There's, I don't know how many reviews, close to 1,000 just on Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is from Big Mac, Salt Lake City, Utah. I don't want to write a link, and this is on a third-party major review site. You can just click it and see it all right there. I don't want to write a lengthy review, but I will say this product is bleeping hardcore. I lift every day, and the stuff is boosting me to maximum energy. You have to try it, not just listen to reviews. It's awesome. I would recommend this to a friend. There's thousands of these. We've got them for every product. This product is everything they said it was. Warning, if you have high libido, you might want to think twice before trying it. It's that powerful. Too expensive for me to take regularly. It's not that expensive, man. What little money I have goes to the InfoWars store products. Well, thank you so much, gaming_org. I mean, it cost us a lot to drill and get this stuff, and comparatively, if folks can't afford it, get high-quality Himalayan or other salts that are known to have iodine in it, and you'll get some of the effect. It's just bound, so you won't absorb it all. You just got to take more. Talk to your physician. But, yeah, spend $5-$10 on salt. Remember to take it or take this every day. It's just different because ours is a deep earth source that's pure crystals. We're trying to come up with a pill that's least expensive. And for some reason, it's just hell to manufacture this stuff. It's hell to get it. Because when something is 9999, it's a precursor key element to so much. It's what they use to make a bunch of illegal drugs. And we've had to be checked out by the DEA, you name it, everything, just to be able to manufacture this. It's clear we're not drug dealers. We're just selling the iodine that's legal and lawful. And you can't take the product we sell and do anything with it because it's been mixed into the palm oil and everything. It's the pure gas form that's so controlled. I mean, it's a controlled substance. You know, they control the precursors that go into any of this industrial stuff. I mean, just put it this way. We're weirdos to come out with something like this. I mean, nobody's got this because, well, we had industrial sabotage, folks jacking with us, trying to keep us from able to fund ourselves, going around to our suppliers of the purest kelp sources. And as a blessing, we kept researching and found a couple of years ago a deep earth source that was supplying major industry. But they only get limited amounts of it, and we're such a small buyer that it's hard for us to even get in and be able to get it. But that's the blessing and curse at the same time because we had this limited run. We're trying to secure more right now. I hope this isn't the end of Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. But the Lord always comes through for us, so whatever happens, happens. I have confidence in that. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we have the liver cleanse. You can do the standard liver cleanse, taking it every day, and it just helps. Or do the intense one where you take the oxy powder, drink the apple cider vinegar 4 times a day, then take olive oil 6 days later and lay on your right side for an hour before you go to bed and get ready to be totally freaked out when the average person 20, 30 black or green balls come out of your gallbladder. You get too many of them, your gallbladder bursts. You're not supposed to have them in there. That's how much artificial crap and melamine and fluoride and toxins are in our body, and the body just fights to survive and takes that out. That's what your liver's going through. And by the way, it's total transparency here. I do drink some. I've gone 3 years without drinking, but it's like smoking. I go smoke 1 or 2 cigars, I get right back on them. I go out, smoke cigars, then I want a beer. I drink a beer, then I want a martini. And I started my cleanse last week, wasn't drinking. Drank one drink, and normally, I mean, I could drink a bunch of drinks, and I got, whoa, it hit me really hard. And I've been told that by Dr. Grip and others. Do not drink if you're doing the advanced cleanse. I mean, it will hurt your liver. That is, don't drink while you're doing the cleanse, because it opens your liver wide open, you know, wide open. That's the joke around here. Weldon does the cleanse every few months because, you know, he's a musician and plays a lot, has a few Lone Stars when he's playing. And he said, I love how much money it saved me buying beer. I could drink a 12-pack and not get a buzz. And after doing a liver cleanse for about a month, 2 beers, and he's done. I mean, that shows you what's going on in your liver is all I'm saying. Flush it out. Just consult your physician because this is a real cleanse. It's not a game. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay. Finally, please support our local AM and FM affiliates. Become a sponsor. Thank their sponsors. Support their sponsors and spread the word. Now is not the time for half measures. People are really ready to listen now because things are getting so serious. And if folks out there that have means don't take action and don't spread the word, I mean, if I was a well-to-do businessman listening to this show or businesswoman listening to this show anywhere in the country, AM, FM, internet, however you're listening, I would put up a billboard about the show. And I'm not ashamed asking that. I'm risking my life doing this. I'm going all out. I need your help. I mean, I'm committed to this fight. I know we can beat these people, at least back them off and have a soft landing. But if we don't see a maximum effort and if everybody just sees themselves as a spectator and not somebody on the field, we're going to lose this war. How about, you know, people say they want the South to rise again. How about America rises again? How about freedom rises again? How about common sense rises again? And these are some of the billboards around the country. That one right there was in Tennessee. Let's go back. And people ought to copy that design and put it up in their area. Don't listen to Alex Jones, period. It's got a big image of Obama, Infowars.com. And I told folks I'd take action. I've put up two in Austin. That's as much as our budget can do, but it just hit me. I just told Buckley to put up this other design that just said Infowars.com, forbidden information. We ought to put up, if we haven't already sent it, that one with Obama that says don't listen to Alex Jones, period. Infowars.com. That one's even better. Yeah, we send that over to the graphics folks. I think there's a copy of that graphic online. And there's a lot of other cool ones out there as well. I think that was the artist rendering of one. But then I know that billboard was put up. So I saw other photos that were talking about. And like the news was like, is it legal to put down our Lord and Savior? All right, let me shut up now. Jonathan Gruber, if that story would have kept getting bigger, was the type of thing that could bring down the current agenda. Him laughing to a bunch of academics and them nodding their sickening cult heads and their gang about how to lie to the public and how he helped fix the numbers, that it massively increased prices, but he helped cover it up. And then Obama thanking him in speeches and others thanking him. And then him saying, oh, I actually didn't work for Obama. And Obama saying he didn't know who he was. We're going to play some of these clips to remind folks because it's back in the news. We should push Gruber back out there. The dishonorable, rat-like little sniveling, dishonorable piece of crap who thinks it's funny to raise old people and poor people's prices. Just that makes me cringe. Emails show MIT's Jonathan Gruber had even more to do with Obamacare's passage than previously thought. And then it goes through the fact that the Wall Street Journal and others report that they've now got the email showing that he was one of the main engineers of it and was basically thanked as being one of the top guys, which we already knew. But it just triples the lie. Yeah, I ran the whole thing. They hired me to help lie. Obama, we love you. We thank you, Gruber. Obama, I don't know him, never knew him. Gruber, I don't know Obama. Now we have emails showing they did. I mean, they're liars any way you slice it. They're hardcore crooks that sit around with a bunch of other scum academics laughing and screwing people. I mean, yeah. Let's go ahead and go to the famous Gruber clip. Here it is.
It's just, you can't do it politically. You just literally cannot do it. Okay, transparent financing, and let's have transparent financing, also transparent spending. I mean, this bill was written in a tortured way to make sure CBO did not score the mandate as taxes. If CBO scored the mandate as taxes, the bill dies. Okay, so it's written to do that. In terms of risk-rated subsidies, if you had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in, it made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money, it would not have passed. Okay, just like the people, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. And basically, you know, call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. But basically, that was really, really critical to getting the thing to pass. And, you know, it's the second best argument. Look, I wish Mark was right. We can make it all transparent. But I'd rather have this law than not.
I'd rather have this law to keep it secret. Just like they're keeping TPP secret, lack of political transparency. Tyranny. Dictatorship. And they all sit around because they're wearing suits and talking in nerd vices like it's okay to rip people off, you crook. There's few people I'd like to slap upside the head, but I tell you, he's one of them. If we were going to have socialist health care, that'd be bad enough. This is a diabolical screw job by the insurance companies. But because it's liberal, it's okay. Let's go to Gruber saying Obama was in the room. Here it is.
Thing that's real cost control that we know it'll work, go after this. Now, the problem is it's a political nightmare. And people say, no, you can't tax my benefits. It feels like. So what we did a lot in that room was think about, how could we make this work? And Obama's like, well, you know, I mean, he's really a realistic guy. He's like, look, I can't just do this. He said, it's just not going to happen politically. The bill will not pass. How do we manage to get there through phase-ins and other things? And we talked about it. And he was just very interested in that topic. And once again, that ultimately became the genesis of what's called the Cadillac tax in the healthcare bill, which I think is one of the most important and bravest parts of the healthcare law.
That's braved a lot.
And doesn't get nearly enough credit.
Yep, in your face. Now let's go to Obama saying he didn't know Gruber. Here it is.
To inspire young leaders by saying governments need to be held accountable and be responsive to the people. I wonder how you square that with your former advisor, Jonathan Gruber, claiming you were not transparent about the health law because, in his words, the American people, the voters, are stupid. Did you mislead Americans about the taxes, about keeping your plan, in order to get the bill passed?
No, I did not.
Lied again.
I just heard about this. Yeah, I get well briefed before I come out here. The fact that some advisor who never worked on our staff expressed an opinion that I completely disagree with in terms of the voters is no reflection on the actual process that was run. We had a...
Oh, that's good. Let's go to now him thanking Gruber with Gruber in the room. Here is Obama a year before.
You've already drawn some of the brightest minds from academia and policy circles. Many of them I've stolen ideas from liberally. People ranging from Robert Gordon to Austin Goolsbee, John Gruber, my dear friend Jim Wallace here, who can talk, I think, who can inform what are sometimes dry policy debates with a prophetic voice.
All right. And now we have the emails that he was absolutely one of the main architects. Of course he was. And he's out there lecturing other academics on how to deceive people. I mean, the guy needs to be indicted for fraud. But the blackmailed Supreme Court continues to uphold Obamacare, which is the most ridiculously criminal, unconstitutional joke. I mean, on its face, you can't give thousands of companies waivers to not be part of it, and everyone else has to be part of it. That's called discrimination. Then you've got all the other facets to it. I mean, you know, foreign insurance companies' profits are up 47%. 2 years into this, globally off-screwing us. I mean, Obamacare is a royal, royal fraud. And notice it isn't repealed because the bipartisan scum want it. People like Boehner.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Good news, General Mills is dropping artificial flavors and colors from its entire line of cereals. That's because of people voting with their dollars. We see huge successes like this every few days now. The bad news is, and I meant to cover this more today, I will tomorrow. The Earth enters its sixth extinction phase. I covered that some yesterday, but it's so big I'm going to cover it some tomorrow. And this AP article, the big announcement, the Secretary of Defense, U.S. to provide weapons, aircraft, commandos for NATO. And you read the statements by NATO and the head of the Department of Defense, the Department of World War III, the Department of Starting Wars. It used to be called the Department of War. That's before Ever Bernays had it renamed Department of Defense. See, it's all just spin. They're giving command and control, intelligence, surveillance capabilities, special operations forces, logistics, transport aircraft, and a range of weapons support that include bombers, fighters, and ship-based missiles. Whoa! I should have started the show with that. You know, Kurt Nemo, I read that this morning and just was, oh my God, World War III. Nemo wrote a great article, but the headline should not be U.S. will provide weapons for NATO commandos to attack Ukrainian separatists. It's NATO accelerates war against Russia, heavy weapons to be deployed. I mean, I don't even know how to describe this. I don't even have a headline that's hardcore enough. This is a wild escalation. In fact, I'm going to shoot a special report for the Nightly News. I really dropped the ball. The whole show should have been about this. But, you know, I mentioned at the first of the show that's coming up in rebroadcast that this is all part of the insanity running towards the collapse, where the West goes in and topples the Ukrainian government, puts a government in. The East is mainly Russian. They start attacking the Russians. The Russians give some supply and logistics to help the people. They didn't start it. And now they've had commandos and trainers there, but now they're escalating it to bombers. I guess they're going to stick Ukrainian pilots in NATO aircraft and start. You know, that means there's going to be NATO fighter pilots. This is wild. And Russia will escalate, and this will be a actual war, undeclared, like Vietnam was for 5 years, from 59 to 64. An undeclared war with Russia, and not in Southeast Asia, not in Africa, but in Ukraine, where Russia's had more than 10 wars. I mean, that is crazy. Here's an important clip of a U.S. senator asking Obama, what gun laws should we have had to stop this fruit bowl going in and shooting people in Charleston? Here's this clip.
Well, I think the president's off base on this one, to be honest with you. The fact of the matter is that what type of gun law would have made this situation not occur? Frankly, he was already breaking gun laws that currently exist when he went into a church with a gun. When, as a person charged with a felony, he had a gun. So the laws were already broken. To suggest that there's somehow a way for us to specifically stop this occurrence with gun legislation seems to be inconsistent with the facts as we know them on the ground. He had a handgun. This was not an automatic weapon. So there's really no conversation to be had that that somehow the gun laws that we have are not working. The fact is that had the gun laws been enforced, and frankly it's not an enforcement issue, but had the guy obeyed the gun laws, we would not be here. But the challenge is that laws are created for a just society. This guy was not trying to be a part of a just society.
Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, what a great senator, on the surface, he makes great sense. But I remember reading the names. I think he voted for TPP. We need to check that vote. You can have such good people. That guy has nice eyes, you know, has a friendly demeanor, has a good voting record on a bunch of issues. But, you know, he comes off as Christian and good. I mean, and then he's TPP. I want to check that. I'm going from memory. And look it up real quick. Senator Scott's vote on TPP. I want to see on that. It just opens it up to a larger discussion. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, I'll have an emergency report on World War III and more. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com/show and reairs on some fine stations. Pray for us. Pray for America. Pray for peace.
Visit GCNLive.com.
Pray for the dead and their families in Charleston and others.